Get access to actionable news and market research with all the information you need to invest smarter and profit faster. Start your free trial today at pro.benzinga.com.
Let's get ready.
What's going on, guys? Happy Friday. Woo! We made it. We had some hot trades. All right. We're doing a game this week. Season. We're dropping one pick per earnings season. These are riskier trades. We're just going for it. We're saying we are going to buy one name into the earnings report. Yesterday, we got week two, and we are 2 for 2, baby. Let's go, air horns on. All right, let's talk through our earnings trade in just a second here. But let me give you a little bit of a rundown for the show. This is the Power Hour. This is the Trade Idea Show. Ideas not just coming from myself, not just from our guests, but most importantly, out of the community. So if you guys have stocks, you're looking at stocks, you're trading, drop them in the chat. I want to see those symbols fly in. Give me the tickers. Give me the names. Let's talk about them. This is Friday Fun Day, guys. We're going to talk trades. We're going to do 5 trade ideas today, all right? So we're going to try to talk through 5 trade ideas. We have an update on Wish.com, okay? We made a little bet about Wish.com a few weeks ago. So we have an update on Wish.com, and then we are just going to keep it rocking and rolling. I hope that sounds good to all of you. And, yeah, shout out Damon in the chat. Saying smash that like button. Let's go. Smash the like, share the stream, and let's get into it. All right, guys. First things first, let me add producer AB onto the stream here for Friday Fun Day. What's going on, AB?
What up, Mr. Luke? How we doing?
We're doing too good. 2 for 2, baby. Earnings picks 2 for 2. Last week, it was carparts.com, ticker PRTS. We loaded up into the earnings report. We then interviewed the COO, CFO on this show the next day. He gave us the conviction, so we're staying long and strong, carparts.com, okay? That was our earnings trade last week. What was the pick this week, AB?
Rocket.
Talked about it all week.
Rocket companies, baby. We talked about how
literally hot, every day this week.
We talked about how hot the home market has been. Mr. Luke himself did buy a house. You know, it's how is the house owner? How is the homeowner life, Luke?
Yeah.
Eh.
Overrated.
Overrated. You think I should keep renting?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, Mr. Lebos told me earlier he had a branch fall in his backyard. He's not happy because he has to deal with homeowner stuff this weekend instead of having fun. But, you know, I mean, look, Luke, I'm curious to see kind of how other peers in the rocket mortgage industry, I don't know if most of them already reported, but how they reacted to the rocket earnings as well.
So United Wholesale, that's the one that's coming out next week. That was a SPAC deal that got a lot of attention when it went down. But let's dive into these rocket numbers. Ticker RKT. Again, we bought this one into the earnings run-up. And they actually had a double miss. So revenue came in at $2.8 billion versus a $2.9 billion estimate. That's about a 4% miss. And then we got earnings per share of 46 cents versus 49 cent estimate per our trusty Benzinga Pro. And I'll say this one more time. If you guys have not done your 2-week Benzinga Pro trial yet, there's literally no better time than earnings season. We have 2 more weeks left of earnings. If you haven't done it yet, go do your free trial. There's no credit cards, etc. Check it out. Okay. So let's take a look at this press release from Rocket. Oh, Spencer Israel's here.
Yeah. Did I miss Wish?
You didn't miss Wish yet.
I didn't miss Wish. Okay.
But Spencer, you didn't miss. I'm the greatest earnings trader of all time.
I'm just here for Wish.
No. Okay, Spencer. Just want to rain on my parade. We're 2 for 2 this quarter.
No.
Not every week. Sucks. We're dropping an earnings pick. I've got a next one. It's already queued up. It's coming out Monday. Next earnings trade for next week.
I'm here for the Chad challenge with the Wish with AB's ring. That's
whatever.
What I'm
here. We're here for trade ideas. Okay.
Okay. Fine.
All right. So let's finish out Rocket. Then we're gonna do Wish.com, and then we're gonna keep the trade ideas going. Okay. So Rocket, what happened? We just talked about they missed on revenue and EPS. Stock is up 10%. Big move for a large cap company, they guided really strong. So let's take a look at this guidance. In the quarters, if we talk about the timing for a second, so they reported earnings for Q2, so the months of April, May, June, and then they gave guidance for Q3. So that's July, August, September. And so we're already halfway through August. They have pretty good clarity into that quarter.
Okay, the math checks out. I was just doing the math about the calendar.
People are saying that the housing market might be slowing down, whatever. Rocket guided that they are going to close more loans in Q3 than in Q2. So this is the big metric that we look out from the mortgage companies. Closed loan volume. Their forecast for Q3 was $82 billion to $87 billion of closed loan volume. That's not revenue. That's the value of the loans that they're closing. And if we scroll up to Q2 here, in Q2, they closed $84 billion of loans. So basically the takeaway is that Q3 is going to be at least as strong as Q2, if not stronger. All the naysayers out there, again, this is a stock that's about 15% sold short. All the naysayers out there saying that the housing market is slowing down. It's time to hit Rocket. Nope. Still going, baby. If we pull up to the chart and we look at some of this price action here, I'm going to zoom us out to a daily chart. So this is a one-year chart, daily candles. There's some noise in there, so I'm going to bring it back in. We breached that $19 level. And it looks like we have some room to run until about 20. We are currently at high of the day. So that's what I'm looking out for next. And I'm going to drop this one to the chat. First question of the day. This is an active show. There's no just sitting on our hands, okay? We're here because we want ideas. We want to participate. We want to have some fun. Right now, 1925. If you guys own Rocket, would you stay in it? If so, drop the one. If you would bail, drop the two. I love when stocks are at high of the day. I'm going to stay in it. I'm going to let this momentum ride. Let's see. 20 is the next stop.
And I'm speaking of trade ideas. I love this. We'll wait for those ones and twos to come in. But I love this by Buffalo, by Bicycle, saying he opened a position at SoFi at $14.95. That is a stock that I think is trading at a discount today. And I'm certainly looking at it. You know, waiting to see if I want to enter a position into SoFi. I'm not currently in the stock right now, but all right. So we're getting some ones in the chat, Luke. Looks like people do like the Rocket trade today. And why is that, Luke? Why is the guidance so much more important in an earnings report than the estimates, than the sales numbers?
So guidance is always going to be more important than the actual results. And if we want to think about why. Right. When you're looking at the value of a company, what you care about is how much money is this company going to be producing into the future? Not just one quarter into the future, but pretty much indefinitely into the future. Right. If they can continue to put up awesome cash flow, we're going to get more dividends. We're going to get more share buybacks, et cetera. So the forward looking number is always more important, because it's more of an indication as to how is this company going to perform indefinitely in the future. You're not valuing the company on just, the results of one quarter. You're evaluating it on, is this thing continuing to grow? Is this thing going to continue to put up cash flow? Or are shareholders going to continue to get paid?
And that's why we can see some companies report great earnings, but maybe they lower guidance a little bit and the stock gets crushed. And I'm always like, wait, I have this company and they reported great earnings and the stock's trading down. I never understand it, but it makes sense that the guidance, what the company is going to do in the future, is more important than what it's done in the past.
Sometimes even the guidance is great and the stock still goes down. And that's because earnings.
We bring Spencer onto the show to just be negative about it.
No, it's because that's not the only thing that matters. It's not the only thing that matters. If it was, SoFi would not be at 15 today, but it's not the only thing that matters.
That's true.
Luke, Spencer didn't even know what this company was.
Hims? Yeah, I saw somebody in the chat saying that they took Hims long.
Why is that so good to believe?
For a ride long. In terms of beating down stocks, I think it's interesting. I haven't dug into it in a while, but I think it's interesting. Other beaten down stocks. I've got one. I want to drop this one out to the chat. Beaten down stocks. They were fan favorites. This is one that's gotten absolutely crushed. Guess what the ticker is? If anybody can guess the ticker properly, they're
Wish.
A producer AB is going to leave a custom voicemail recording.
Wish. Wish.
It's not Wish, Spencer.
Okay. Is it Luck and Coffee?
Coinbase.
Not Coinbase.
Is it? Let me take a look at the chart. Is it? No, it doesn't count.
Beaten down. I mean, super beaten down stock.
Is it Micron?
Fan favorite.
No, that's not it.
Spencer has all these boring stocks.
I'm thinking.
Micron, AMC. No.
It's not AMC. It's not Nikola. It's not Palantir.
Clover Health.
In the chat. Ride.
Is it?
Clover Health is getting very close. That's the closest guess.
Well, what are the other Chamath's?
Keep going, guys.
Not Clover.
Alf. It's not Alf.
Virgin Galactic.
Not Didi.
Oh. What are the other Chamath SPACs? Quick, Google it.
It's Virgin Galactic.
Not SNDL.
SoFi.
Yes.
Is it? It's not Open Door. Right.
Nobody's.
No. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Open Door was up like 20% yesterday. It's not beaten down.
Give me 1 second. I'm thinking. All
right.
Slash.
It's a good guess. It's still right.
Is it DM?
Desktop Metals. Is it Workhorse?
Is it MP? MP Materials? No. It's not.
QS, Workhorse, CleanSpark, RMO, Moderna, Neo. Those are all guesses coming out of the chat. SCSN. There we go. We got it. Yes.
Lots.
Yes, we got it.
Lots of pain.
I don't know how to put this. There we go.
Is what Luke has. Well, lots
of LOTZ. What's the price on lots, producer AB? Guess.
I can see it now. I was going to guess $3, but it's $4.
You were not.
Carlots.com. What is going on here? Fan favorite was at 9, 10, road to 13. It's below $4. And how many times have we talked about the used car market being hot, hot, hot?
Hey, Luke, where'd you buy it at? 10?
I don't know. I don't know right now.
Well, if you loved it at 7, 8, 9, 10. If you liked it at 7, 8, 9, 10, you should love it at 3.
That's sort of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But let's look at – so the market cap on this one is down to about $400 million. The revenue that they're putting up per year or per quarter is $50 million. So per year, that's $200 million, right? $200 million a year, $400 million market cap, clean balance sheet, stock is trading at 2x sales.
That's
– earnings are still negative.
2x sales is not low. It's normal, isn't it?
What are you talking about? S&P 500 average, and that's where your microns come in.
What is it, like 4? Okay, it's 4. All right, my bad. So it is low.
What about Carvana? That stock's been so strong, and it's continuing to rise here. I mean, it's in a good upward trend.
That's what I'm saying. Carlots is trading away from the pack. I don't know why, and Jeff Gallagher is pointing out a good, I think making a really good point. This is what's in the back of my mind, is that there's not any cars available for them to sell. That could absolutely be the case.
Well, Luke, you mentioned it's trading away from the pack, so we talk about relative strength a lot. That says to me that lots is showing relative weakness. I mean, we can look at Carvana. We can look at some other used car.
Wow, look at this Carvana chart.
Right. So, I mean, I would rather go with the stock that's showing relative strength. So if we look at the peers, can you scroll down on Benzinga Pro to see who the peers are for Carvana?
Yep. There you go.
So let's see.
Here's your list. Let me zoom in.
Well, I'm trying to find more places where people can really buy used cars. So not necessarily an AutoZone, maybe a America's Car Mart.
.com to take care of your cars.
Maybe Luke's Driveway. No?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
AutoNation, somebody's thrown out as a potential peer.
SFT, that's Shift Technologies. I think we should see kind of what's going on in the whole used car market. The car parts is a whole different sector in my mind. So, and there you have O'Reilly's, you got AutoZone, you have carparts.com, but then you have the actual companies that are selling the used cars. Yeah, I mean, I would need to take a deeper look into Carlots' inventory, see what's going on, see why the stock is showing this relative weakness before it becomes enticing to me.
Yep. All right, I'm taking stock of where we're at, guys. Okay. We just covered Rocket. We're doing 5 trade ideas today. It's Friday fun day. We're doing 5 ideas. We did Rocket. I'm throwing out LOTZ as a potential trade. The stock is getting cheap.
If you're going to throw it out,
we have to move to wish.com.
Wait, I, okay.
I'm not getting long it yet.
No.
You're not making five trades every day.
No. I'm just saying, if you're going to throw out a lot, like, where would you throw it? Like, where would you buy it then? Throw out a setup for us or something.
This is not a – I wouldn't throw it out as, like, this is a swing trade. All right? This isn't my Spirit Airlines, which that's also on the list for today. We're going to talk about Spirit Airlines. Hint, hint. This would be, like, you've got to be okay owning this stock for a year and waiting for the used car market to normalize.
Fine.
Again, wait. I just don't like that Carvana's doing so well and Lots is not. Like, that just shows me there's something behind the scenes, some problem going on. Although I am seeing a little spike here in the chart over the last just 10 minutes. I don't know if...
That was me.
Yeah, Spencer, what are you doing, man?
I'm pushing all my chips into the middle of the table.
Spencer, all right, we got to stop talking about Lots before we get it up to $5.
All right, next up on our list, topic three of the day. 3 of 5, our favorite online reseller of crack pipes, Wish.com. I say that, I'm not joking. If you go to Wish.com, that is what's featured on their homepage almost every single day.
Do we have the second favorite online reseller of crack pipes, or we only have one favorite?
We only have one.
I like to get mine from eBay. They're used, but they work still.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Bargain shopper. All right, if you guys have not done yourself the favor of going to Wish.com and just taking a browse through there and seeing all the items that you can buy for less than $2, please go ahead and do that. You owe it to yourself. Wish.com, I've been a longtime hater in this stock. It's off 20% today after Q2 numbers came out poorly. Let's take a quick look at them per our trusty Benzinga Pro. There we go. Revenue, $656 million versus a $723 million estimate.
Dun, dun,
yep. 13% reduction in customers. Rough quarter all around. That said, you know, I got a lot of pushback when I was hating on this stock, and people said, you know, if you got to actually try the product, do the channel check, do yourself the favor of buying something on Wish.com and see how it goes. And so that's exactly what we did. For a total of $4.65, we made an order for producer AB to buy him a gold Donald Trump ring and a gold Barack Obama ring. We don't know which way producer AB swings, so we went ahead and we bought both. Again, 2 14-karat gold rings for $4.65. We made these purchases several weeks ago, and we asked the chat, when do they expect these rings to be delivered? That was our chat challenge of the week. How long will the shipping for the Wish.com rings take? All right, so here were the guesses. We ordered the rings on July 23rd. Okay. The earliest that anybody guessed the rings would get here was August 9th. The latest was August 9th, 2025.
That was a great one.
Somebody guessed 4 years on the delivery. The average guess is all screwed up because we have that 2025 in there. But the median of the group where everybody expected the rings to come in, I'm going to shade this yellow so everybody can see, was the 27th, okay? August 27th from July 23rd. That guess, our guess as a group, left room for some upside surprise. As of yesterday, we got the first of the two gold rings in.
Shoot, we didn't account for this. What happens if they come in at separate times? We did not account for this.
We knew they were coming at separate times. So producer AB, sit tight. I'm going to present you with your first of two Wish.com orders. Again, 2 14-karat gold rings for a total of $4.65.
All right, so he's going to go over there and deliver it, I guess.
I don't know which one it is. If you think it's the Trump ring, put a 1 in the chat. If you think it's the Obama ring, put a 2 in the chat. I'm looking forward to it.
Let's all bet right now. I know we got this ring on Tuesday. I think it's Tuesday, but Wednesday, but I don't know which one is. I'm guessing Trump. That's my guess right now. Let's see what it is.
Let's see. Moment of truth.
What is it?
Oh, this looks like 45 to me, Mr. Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Yeah, we got it. Where's my air horn? No, go lower, man. Go lower. There you go.
Rohan, can we get this focused in for the crowd?
There we go. We're trying. There we go. We got it.
Look how beautiful that is.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Marvelous. I saw mostly ones. I see some twos. Anyway, a very beautiful ring.
All right, sweet.
Fresh off the boat from China.
Jason, come on. So it says we got USA on the side, Trump on the top. Yeah, I mean, I love it. This is actually a lot higher quality than I expected from Wish.
I was very pleasantly surprised as well.
I think we all were.
I'm most impressed by the speed that it got here in. I mean, look, it crushed. It crushed the street's estimates.
I've been a longtime hater on Wish.com. We did the channel check. And it turned me a little bit more positive on the stock. I'm not saying I'm buying.
Wait.
And we definitely got the earnings call right. I mean, the thing's down 20% today for a reason.
This does not qualify as a channel check. Sorry.
There's no thesis in this, right? You have no sales growth. The company is wildly unprofitable. Again, we bought these two rings that took 25 days to ship for a total of $4. So I don't know how they get their margins up. But the ring was definitely beat expectations, and so did the shipping.
Can we find out who was closest?
Yes, we can. So we're gonna have two winners for this one, okay, guys?
Okay.
We have two rings, two different delivery dates. We're still waiting on the Obama ring. So again, we don't know which way producer AB swings. But the Trump ring, we're chalking it up. 8/11, August 11th delivery date. But let's see who nailed this one. I already have a sense as to who it is.
I see an 8/10 right there. Stephen Hutchins.
Steve Hutchins is 8/10.
Okay, we have an 8/10.
We have an 8/9, a couple 8/9s. I'm one of them.
Wow, Spencer. So you were low. Oh,
and we have another 8/10.
Two 8/10s. Very good. I was, oh man. That's what I meant when I was off by 2 days.
Falcon 509, Steve Hutchins, both 8/10 guesses.
Actually, I think it's Steve Hutchinson. You gotta make the column wider. Yeah, okay.
And that's what we call Friday Fun Day.
Steve and Falcon, email us, powerhour@pensinger.com.
Drop that in the chat. And let us know if you have any other ideas of things we can order off wish.com to do a spec. I want to see if this was a one-time thing. Or if this is the type of shipping that we can expect from the company long term. And you know, I think, look, I've said this before, Luke, any stock, even if it's a bad company, will eventually get to a price where it starts looking enticing for a trade. I was looking at Wish's chart yesterday. I said around the 930, 940 level, I liked it. Full disclosure, I wasn't aware that the company was reporting earnings. So now that we're past the earnings, they were bad earnings. I think if we get down to like the $6, $6.50 level, I'm going to enter this as a trade.
Okay.
All right. Let me show you this, producer.
Wait, before you do that, I do have to hop off. I just want to say that this was fun hanging out with y'all, but I do have to hop here.
Oh, look, right. We can buy a free.
Here are my two favorites on the homepage of wish.com. We have a lock picking kit for 50 cents.
I like that.
Again, what sort of margin are they turning on this? I don't know. And then my second is a fake lighter designed for hiding pills.
Okay.
I'm still going to be a hater on wish.com, I think.
I want the lock picking set.
All right. That might have to be the next order.
All right, so let's see. We've gone through Rocket. Now we're on Wish. We kind of talked about SoFi, but I think we can go back to SoFi for a second. I want to hear your take.
All right, let's game plan. We're doing Friday Fun Day. Five ideas. You have SoFi. I'm gonna hit Spirit Airlines, and then we're gonna pass it off to a very special person here at Benzinga. One of our best summer interns. His internship is coming to a close. Last day, he's going to have a pitch in about 5 minutes.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing with SoFi, Luke. If you go to the chart and you go to a wider range.
What do you want? Here's daily candles, 1 year chart.
Perfect. Every time we've come down to this level before of right about $15, we've bounced off of it. I mean, I see one candle back in March that it might have gone a little bit below it. But this is what I like about SoFi right now compared to Wish. We don't have these clear defined support levels with Wish. We have these with SoFi. So every single time we've hit this level, we've bounced up from there. I know the earnings weren't great. I would love to hear your take on the financials there, since you are so great at getting the fundamentals, getting the financials behind a company. But if we're looking at the stock long term, I don't think it's a bad idea to just throw some in at $15. Or maybe you got into this when it was closer to 20. Maybe you average your cost at 15 and then you're looking at 17.50 as your average. So I think there are a number of different ways you could play SoFi right now. But just from a technical standpoint, it's attractive to me that it's at this previous support level almost perfectly.
I see your point, sir.
That's fair. The one thing I don't like the bot lower days. Right? We just talked about Rocket, and I like staying long and strong Rocket because we're at a high of day. Ooh, baby, come on, keep going. Let's get 20 before the show's over on Rocket. My 100,000 shares are about to make us some money. I didn't buy 100,000 shares. But SoFi with it at that lower day.
Give me a bounce, baby. I don't like to try to bottom scrape either, but at this point, you know, I've been wanting to get into this company for a while. I don't think it's a bad time to. Maybe I will wait till Monday, see kind of how the stock reacts. Let's see what Christian Gallagher is asking: is does Lockpick come with instructions? There's a bunch of YouTube videos out there. Not that I would know personally, but I'm sure there are that you can go watch how to pick a lock or hotwire a car, stuff like that.
Yep. So, all right, producer AB, let's click over to the live portfolio. What's topping it today? We know it's Rocket chilling up at the top. We made another trade that we have to make a decision on. Let's scroll down to it, and I'm opening up the Live Interactive Brokers account because I want to see what our average price is here. All right, it's this one. Ticker SAVE, Spirit Airlines. Unrealized right now, we're sitting at a 3.8% loss on the trade. Average price, $26.11. This was a swing trade. I need to have some discipline. I don't want to let a trade turn into a long-term holding. Happened to me too many times. I think it's time to close our Spirit trade.
Dun, dun, dun.
This bozo over here.
So here's the deal with Spirit. We bought the stock on weakness last week. Basically, the news that came out was that Spirit canceled half of their flights over a one-week period. Stock got killed a little bit on that. I liked it because I think that's called margin control. That's not hurting their revenue. Those people aren't getting their money back. They're getting the chance to rebook at a time that's better for Spirit Airlines, a.k.a. margin control. And so that's why we got into the trade. We looked like we were picking up a little bit of steam at the beginning of the week. It just has not come to fruition. We are resting right here on a nice support level, right? We have this really clear low. But that said, the thesis didn't play out. This was a swing trade. I do not want to let my swing trade turn into a long-term investment. And for that reason, we are going to go ahead and close our position on Spirit Airlines.
And for that reason, I am out.
I'm out. So let's throw this one out to the chat too, guys. If you guys like Spirit right here, you had to flip it one way or another. We're you know, there's no just hanging out in the middle. How many did we buy? We bought 100. So we got to sell 100. So 100 shares. Boom. All right, we're out. We out. But if you guys had to pick one way or another, Spirit Airlines, long or short, one if you'd hit it long, two if you'd hit it short. When somebody's asking about Nikola, would you buy Nikola at this support level? I would never buy Nikola is the answer.
Do we still have those open puts on Nikola?
Yeah, I think we have $2 puts on Nikola, actually, 250s. We have some time. Time is on in our
side. I need chat. I'm up here a lot of the times giving trade ideas. A lot of times they're okay. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're not. I need some trade ideas out of the chat right now. My portfolio is down about 11% today. So I need some help here.
All right, let's get some tickers flowing. And I'm going to ask this one too. Smash a like, share the stream, follow producer AB on Twitter. Let's keep this Friday fun day going. All right, so we did Rocket, we did Wish, we did Spirit Airlines, we did SoFi. Let's hit crypto. Let's
update. We do have a crypto update brought to you by Voyager. And then I
think we rounded out with a strong stock pitch from Mr. Noah, intern Noah.
Let's go.
He's been building this thesis all summer. 3 months he spent building this thesis. It's going to be like a 20-minute PowerPoint presentation where he's going to take us through the pick. Who, what, where, when, why, and how, all right?
All right, let's get to the crypto update, Luke.
All right, let's get to the crypto update. Obviously, hot week for crypto. And I'll tell you guys this, something really nice that producer AB and I get to look at every single day is we get to see the reader interest of the cryptos on Benzinga.com, and it is coming back with the vengeance, baby. People are back and reading crypto stories. So let's check it out. Here is our heat map, Benzinga.com/cryptocurrency, if you want to follow along. But we are looking green across the board. Bitcoin is always where I like to start when looking at the broader crypto market. Nice 5% day. If you look at the chart in Bitcoin, I'm going to ask this question too. What are your guys' short-term stops on Bitcoin? Where obviously we've been going up for the past couple of months. Or I'm sorry, the past couple of days, about a week now is the last weekend is when the rally got kicked off. What prices do you see us getting tripped up at? Because when I look at the chart, when I look at the moving averages, it's about 60K. It looks like we have room to run until about 60K. I'm curious if anybody else has stopping points, places on the chart, the technicals, psychological levels that are going to get us tripped up. I'll tell you right now, 50K is going to be a psychological level. It just is. Should it be? Shouldn't be? I don't care. I'm just telling you it's going to be. I want to see where everybody else is at with some of their levels. Like I see Damon in the chat. He's calling out 56K is his stopping point. If anybody else has those, drop them in there. Yeah, Jaeger's throwing out that 50K as well. I'm telling you guys, 50K is going to be psychological. It's going to take us some time to get through that. But generally speaking, crypto market looks strong. And this show would not be possible without our good friends at Voyager Digital. Air horn for that. Boom, Voyager Digital. It is a crypto brokerage, not exchange. What does that mean? There's a ton of exchanges where all the cryptos trade at. They all have different prices. What Voyager does is it connects to a ton of those exchanges. So when you're making your trades, you're getting the best fills possible, right? This is something that's really unique about a Voyager. You do not get this with a Coinbase. And the other couple things that I really like with Voyager, one, number of assets that they support. They have over 60 currencies supported. Two, you get crazy interest payments on those assets. We keep part of our Benzinga corporate treasury at Voyager. And we get a really juicy 9% interest rate on USDC, which is a crypto that is tied to the price of the US dollar. So Voyager Digital, will you put that graphic up one more time, producer AB?
Yes, sir.
If you need a reason to get into Voyager Digital, sign up with code ZING, ZING. After you deposit $100 and make your first trade, you get $50 of Bitcoin. So you have to basically be directionally wrong by 50% to get back to break even. I see a question. And you're personally invested in Voyager? I am. I hold Voyager stock in my personal holdings.
Yeah. And so, Luke, looking at if we go back to the crypto heat map real quick, I'm looking at Doge right here, up more than 7%. And I was talking to our good friend Matt Wallace yesterday, who, of course, has a YouTube channel dedicated to Dogecoin. And he gave me some good insight. he explained to me that through the first couple runs of Dogecoin, it was essentially all driven by US traffic for the most part. And this time around, as we've seen Dogecoin up the past week or so, a lot of that is going through international exchanges. And so his thesis is that if this picks back up and starts getting more attention, this time around, it will be more from a worldwide standpoint as opposed to just a US standpoint. So, you know, you have 8 billion people as opposed to 370 million or so people in the United States.
All right. It's interesting. I'm going to drop this one too. Who's still long Doge? If you're still long Doge, give me a one. If you're not, give me a two. And shout out our good friend, Mr. Ruel Black. He's dropping 48K as his Bitcoin stopping price. That's where he worries about Bitcoin running into trouble.
And again, if you open a Voyager account and use the code Zing and deposit at least $100, you get $50 in free Bitcoin. So really no reason not to do that. You throw $100 in the account, get $50 free of Bitcoin, use the code Zing. You can get annual yield earnings of up to 12%. Voyager is your launch pad into the world of crypto.
I can go with that.
As can I, Mr. Mother, Luke.
Motherfucker, that's right.
As are you.
Thanks, producer AB. All right. Crypto stocks, also hot. I have two Voyager Digital stock, Coinbase, holding them long and strong, baby. Multiples are I think, in a very healthy place from an investor perspective. Tons of cash both of those are generating.
Boom. David in the chat saying buy Wish now. We talked about it a few minutes back. If you go back, I said it starts looking more enticing to me around the $6 mark because it looks like we do still have some room to fall here. But yeah, Luke, I mean, a lot of good trade opportunities out there today.
Absolutely. All right, producer AB. So keeping us clipping. It's Friday Fun Day. We're doing five ideas, Five Idea Friday. Maybe that's even a better name than Friday Fun Day. Five Idea Friday. No, I like Friday Fun Day. Let's face it. That's the point of Friday. Summer Fridays, baby. So all right. I think that it's time for me to hand it off to you. And intern Noah. He's ready with his stock pick. He's gonna pitch it to us live on the show. Let's show him some support. Today's his last day as an intern here at Benzinga. One of our top performers. So Noah, I'm passing the mic to you, sir.
Mike's Noah, right, how we doing? Can you hear me?
I can't hear you at all. Give me one sec.
All right. How about now?
A little bit better.
All right. There we go. Noah, real quick, before we get to your stock pick, before we get to your trade idea, just give us a quick introduction. Where are you from? What have you been doing at Benzinga this summer?
Yeah, my name is Noah. I'm an intern in the events team. I'm from West Bloomfield, Michigan, which is about 45 minutes outside of Detroit. And yeah, that's me. I'm going to college next year. I'm going to be a freshman at the University of Michigan. Studying business at Ross.
Go blue, baby.
Oh, other side. There.
Go blue, baby. All right. So without further ado, actually, Noah, can you tease us a little bit? So don't give us your stock pick right off the bat. You know, maybe let us know what industry the company is in. You know, I want to see some guesses flying out of the chat.
Yeah, so it's not like a stock like Wish. It's not going to move crazy like that. So got to think more. It's probably in the S&P. It is in the S&P. So in terms of industry, so it's a garbage company.
Okay. Garbage. Okay. I think with that, we might see some guesses out of the chat. Does the garbage company happen to sponsor a PGA Tour tournament?
You know, I have no clue. I don't think so.
Okay.
But they're a big company. But yeah, it's coming in the chat.
You see it in the chat?
Yeah. Made. Yep. They're all guessing it now.
All right.
India, Darren F., Christian Gallagher.
So
that's my stock pick.
All right. I'm going to pull up the chart real quick for you.
All right.
This is one, actually, Noah, that I've been looking at. And I want to see what, because it was on my watch list for a while. I haven't looked at it recently. I'm probably going to kick myself if I look at this chart for not getting into it. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. All right. Give me 1 second. Pulling up the.
Man, these earbuds do not fit.
Yeah, just keep holding it there. You'll be fine. We're only going to be on for a couple more minutes.
Waste Management, it's a they're a garbage company. They have a majority of the landfills. Not a majority, but they have the most landfills compared to the other companies. They increase their dividend every year. They announced a stock buyback. They've consistently outperformed the S&P, but you're never going to see a day like how you are with Wish. We're going to see 20% moves. And it's at its 52-week highs today.
Okay. I like that. And by the way, it might be all-time highs. And there are various studies out there that have shown that if you invest in a company while it's at all-time highs, your returns will actually be very good, contrary to maybe what popular belief will be. People try to bottom pick and pick the bottom. But if you invest in companies at their all-time highs, chances are, and I think that the thing with that is companies are at all-time highs for a reason, right? Wall Street likes this here. That's why how the stock got up to here to 150 and 50 cents. But yeah, just looking at this real quick, Noah, it looks like we are in an uptrend here, so I like having the trend at your back. The trend is your friend. Anything that you might kind of be looking out for more on the bearish side with this company?
Yeah, I feel so. Last year they acquired the fourth largest garbage company. I think it's called Advanced Management, and that's one of the only ways that these garbage companies could grow is by acquisitions. So if they want to continue to grow more and more, they're gonna have to keep acquiring more and more companies. And so that's my bearish part into that. And then also recycling costs keep going up, and because Waste Management receives help from the government and they have to abide by the regulations, it's going to be hard to raise more profits in the future.
Got it. And then what about from the ESG standpoint? I know Waste Management has been trying to get more into the, you know, environmentally friendly ways to store trash.
Mm-hmm.
Or dispose I haven't looked too much.
I know that they are doing that. I haven't looked too much into how they're changing their landfills. But I know that they are looking more into it, and I know with that it costs more. So in the near term, their profits might be down. I think for the long term, this is one of those stocks that you want in your retirement portfolio as it just continues to go up more and more and as they continue to raise their dividend.
Got it. Yeah. So, I mean, I think that, you know, the dividend that they, you said that the company increases the dividend each year.
Yeah. I believe it's at like 1.5 or 1.6 right now. They usually do it during the fourth or first quarter. I don't remember exactly.
Got it. Looking at it, so it looks like we were at about 125 pre-COVID levels. COVID crash brought us down to about 87, 86 bucks. Since then, we are actually above our pre-COVID levels at 150. We mentioned this is all-time highs for the stock. And Noah, when did you first pick this stock as your thesis to pitch on the show?
It was going to be about the middle of July. I think it was at about 143 or 144.
Okay, so if we would have pitched this when you originally came up with it, you'd already be looking at a nice return. I like the pick. Were there any other stocks in the running when we taxed you with finding a stock to pitch us on the Power Hour?
I know my first show I pitched DraftKings. I think now, yeah, I like it even more. I even doubled down on my own position on it. They recently bought Golden Nugget Gaming. I'm very bullish on their stock. I believe online sports gambling is going to be something that's going to be as profitable in the future, close to like casinos and gambling of those sorts. I doubled down my position right after their earnings. They surged about 8% before going down, and I thought this is a buying opportunity. 2 days later, they bought the Golden Nugget Gaming, and they're returning to relatively three-month highs.
Got it. And then what about Baba? No, we've talked about Baba before. Is this one that's still on your watch list?
I got out of it a couple days ago. I didn't like what was going on. They're going through an entire movement after a lot of different allegations have come out against the company. Although they're working with authorities, it is really hurting like their public image. And with China and Beijing, Hong Kong regulating Alibaba and these Chinese companies, I'm sitting on the sidelines until that clears.
Got it. All right, y'all. Zinger Nation out there. Smash the like for Noah. If you're not going to do it for me, you're not going to do it for Luke. Do it for Noah. Been a great intern with us all summer, throwing out some stock picks. Any other stocks we went through? We went through Waste Management. We hit on DraftKings. We hit on Baba. The floor is yours, Noah.
I mean, Rocket. I've always been a big fan of theirs. I bought in at their IPO. I've heard you guys been pitching this throughout the show today. So I'm pretty bullish on it. I think if it never had that meme run rally back in the beginning of March, I think it would be at a higher level. I think because it has that reputation behind it, it has hindered its growth, but I see better futures ahead.
Yeah, I think that's some great insight. So you think without this big run up and drop, we would be higher than the $20 level right now?
I believe it would be around like 25 or whatever it was in like the middle of April.
Got it. All right, Noah. Well, thank you for hopping on the Power Hour with us today. We got some great stock picks. I definitely am adding Waste Management back to my watch list. And by the way, yes, the company does sponsor a PGA event, the Waste Management Open in Phoenix every year. It's one of the coolest tournaments on the PGA Tour. So that was my little like guess for it is that the company?
Thank awesome. You guys.
Of course. Yeah. Right. Darren in the chat saying best of luck in school, Noah. Noah, what are you going to be studying at, you said Ross, right?
What was that? Wait, Luke is talking to me at the same time.
He's probably saying something more important.
Some like the futuristic stocks like you like as a younger person.
Oh, so Luke asked me real quick, what are some futuristic stock picks? I feel like all these companies that have been running up recently. So like Tesla, you got like space, so Virgin Galactic. I think right now it's not really on my buy list because it has very little in revenue, and for a company to be valued at a couple billion dollars when it's not even bringing in that much in revenue, it shouldn't be this high. I think in the future though, when space travel is becoming more and more normal per se, I think this is going to be one of those stocks.
Yeah. I mean, definitely a leader in an industry that is set to grow a lot over the next 50 years or so, but I'm with you, Noah. I can't get into a company that's not currently making money. There are so many companies out there that make a lot of money that I'm not going to waste my time investing in a company that isn't making any money. Mm-hmm. So let's check out Tesla real quick too. I think Tesla's having a not so great day, but let me check.
So it's not too bad.
It's down about 0.5%. That's not that big of a move for Tesla. Yeah. Well, we got people in Zinger Nation throwing you some good luck at school. Good luck at Big Blue. But yeah, you'll have to come back on the Power Hour from Ann Arbor sometime.
I will. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you, Noah.
All right. Bye.
All right, y'all. Smash the like for intern Noah. Got some great stock picks out of the kid. Just a fresh young lad at 18 years old, getting ready to go off to freshman year of college. But yeah, I mean, I want to run through some more of my stocks that I'm looking at right now. Right now,
boom, check this out, AB. I got a crown. I found this on the ground.
Oh my god, you stole that from Spencer Israel, didn't you?
I just found it.
All right,
it's Noah
King Jacoby.
I already likes Noah. I like Noah.
That was awesome. We need to get him, can't let him go. All right, I was going to talk about Penn real quick here because yesterday we had Jake Wusajek on Get Technical. Shout out Trend Spider. Shout out Jake. And he pointed out some reasons why he liked Penn to get back up to this $80 level. I tailed him and entered the trade. I bought some calls. They're not doing well today because the stock's down about 1.5%. But I am going to hold strong diamond hands for Jake. And see if we can't get some bounce next week. Let me know in the chat what you think about Penn at its current levels. Give me a 1 if you like it. Give me a 2 if you don't like it. Christian's asking, is Drew still part of the Benzinga fam? Yes, Drew is part of the Benzinga fam. Once you're part of the Benzinga fam, you are always in the fam. Drew has just been busy getting ready for his school year at Ann Arbor as well. But yeah. Let me know in the chat what y'all are looking at. Like I said, I'm looking for some trades to make. Wujastic. What did I say? Wujastic? All right. Sorry. Downtrend. Why bother? All right. I hear you. But hear me out. It looks like we could be forming a bottom here. So maybe a couple green candles in a row. Looks like we got a couple green candles in a row here. But that might have been a little tease because it dropped again from there. Then one big green candle to fill that gap. I think if we do see it reverse trend and get into an uptrend from here, it becomes very enticing trying to get back to these levels that it was previously at. I'm not even looking for it to come all the way back to the previous highs of 140. I just want it to go back to this 85, maybe right here, this level right here at 100. We can see that. Let me know in the chat what tickers we're looking at. S-E-S-N. Oh, Quentin saying he just bought more. I think you're talking about Penn, Quentin. And what is that, a Travis Kelce jersey? Shout out Chiefs. I'm from Missouri. Gotta love the Chiefs. I was originally a Rams fan, but the Rams left me with the only team in the state anymore is the Chiefs. But, you know, now that I'm up in Detroit, I am a Lions fan. Ooh, speaking of Missouri, speaking of St. Louis, BTU, Peabody Energy, headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri, my hometown. We called this stock out back when it was at about $6. The stock has been absolutely ripping up to 13, zooming way out. We can see the stock was all the way at $45 back in 2018. Stock got beat up. Anytime you see a stock do this, where it gets beat up and then consolidates for a while, you know it's going to be good. You know, maybe you got in right here at 286 where it was consolidating for a while. Then the stock dropped a little bit further to 150. But if you just hang in tight, that bounce is coming and it has came. We are looking at $13 right now. It looks like we have room to go on this trend. The trend is your friend. I think right now there is some Delta variant fears kind of weighing down on the travel industry. But Peabody is the leader in coal energy. So I think as we see travel pick back up, more people taking flights, more people driving, more freight coming through, we're going to see this pick back up. I would like to get into this as a trade and look at this maybe $20 level as a psychological price target. Let me know what you guys think about that BTU trade. Shout out Eli Trade for putting that out there, because this is one that's been on my radar. Kind of have forgotten about it. Christian Gallagher, St. Louis Blues. Yes, we did finally take home a cup in 2019. Play Gloria. Love the Blues. And Money Mitch. Smash the like. Let's get up to 100. You know, we had Noah on the stream giving the stock picks. Like I said, if you're not going to smash the like for Luke, you're not going to smash the like for me, smash it for Noah. The kid was given some great stock picks. Let's see. We got some other. Habtalem. I don't disagree with you that coal energy is a bad investment. I'm not necessarily looking at it as like a long-term investment. I'm looking at it as a trade. So I think here in the next 6 to 12 months, we see travel pick back up. The demand for this energy is out there. And guess what? Our infrastructure for green energy, for clean energy, isn't set up to meet the demand. So while that's happening, while we're building out the green energy, something is going to have to fill that gap in demand. And coal is there to do it. So that's why I like Peabody as a trade. I like it in the short term. I'm not going to like put this in my IRA where I can't touch it for years. But yeah, I mean, I'm a little partial to Peabody because it is a St. Louis company. damn, solar up. You got a strong memory. I haven't pitched, the private prison company for months, but we'll go check in on that. And we did where I did pitch that company at, we did get a nice pop from there. I believe it was back in maybe February or something. So I pitched it before we got this leg up. And again, it was the same type of thing. I liked it as a short-term trade, not an investment. Full disclosure, I am long, you know, green energy. I'm not long any oil companies right now. So I hear you. I hear you, Solar Up. I wouldn't be investing this company as long term. I hate the business model. I don't think private prisons should be a thing. But everything with the valuation of the company, with the fundamentals, pointed that the stock should have been higher than $8, which is why I pitched it. It ended up being true. But again, yeah, I don't know what to say. You know, I'm not a fan of coal or private prisons, but I'm a fan of good trades. Let's see. Eli Trades pointing out open vertical call spread. Favorite hospitality pick. So I've talked about Wynn a lot before. You know, I don't know if you're exactly talking about this type of play, but Wynn is getting to a point where it becomes very enticing for a trade. I think it's one of those reopening stocks that's been dragged down by these Delta variant fears. But look, I think Vegas is coming back. I think Vegas is going to be stronger than ever. I'm going to watch this because we do see this downtrend. I think I would want to wait till we get to maybe this $70 level where we have previous support, because it looks like, we've already blown through this previous support level of $100. So I'm not saying that Wynn is that enticing right now. I do like it as a company. So I think if we see some consolidation here, maybe at this level, or we see it break down to a previous support level, then I will get into a trade. I know a lot of people are watching AHT, Ashford Hospitality Trust. This stock has been beaten down. They had a reverse split a couple weeks ago. I don't have anything, I guess, really that's catching my eye in the hospitality space. Darren, if you have any, okay, so you like Wynn over 100. You like Wynn. Let me go back to Wynn real quick, see what we're looking at. So you think if we see an uptrend from here, if we see some green candles and we get back over 100, then we could break out back to these 120, 130 levels. I don't dislike that. We go back to before COVID, the stock was trading about 130, even $150 bucks back in January of 2020. So I like finding these companies that haven't quite gotten back to their pre-COVID levels yet. So I'm with you on that, Darren. I think once we see some uptrend, once we see Jason's hospitality play for airports, I believe that was the Express Spa, X-Spa maybe. Unless it was a newer one than that. Jason liked this one as a potential COVID play. The stock did pop. We can see back in, it got all the way up to $8. Could be a different one that you're talking about, but I'm going to go ahead and stop bloviating.
Get access to actionable news and market research with all the information you need to invest smarter and profit faster. Start your free trial today at pro.benzinga.com.